Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Subhadra Ramachandran with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi speaks with leaders of Kuwait, Qatar and Oman, condemns violation of their sovereignty and territorial integrity amid West Asia conflict, hails support to Indian diaspora. India stresses safety and well-being of its 1 crore nationals in Gulf region is utmost priority. Government assures availability and affordability of energy in the country by diversifying sources. UN nuclear watchdog confirms damage to Iran's Natanz nuclear site in US-Israel joint strikes. Defence Ministry inks contracts worth 5,083 crore rupees for acquisition of 6 MK3 advanced light helicopters and Russian Stil missiles. And in All England Badminton Championships, Lakshya Sen beats defending champion Shi Yu Qi of China in opening round of men's singles in Birmingham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today spoke with leaders of Kuwait, Qatar and Oman on West Asia conflict. During his telephonic phone conversations, Mr. Modi strongly condemned the violation of sovereignty and territorial integrity of these countries. He appreciated their continued support to ensuring safety and well-being of the Indian community. The Prime Minister also stressed the significance of dialogue and diplomacy for earliest restoration of regional peace and stability. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi said he spoke to Crown Prince of Kuwait, Sheikh Sabah Al Khalid Al Hamad Al Mubarak Al Sabah. Mr. Modi said India stands with Kuwait's people in this difficult hour. The Prime Minister also spoke to the Amir of Qatar, Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani, and expressed firm solidarity with Qatar. Mr. Modi also spoke with Sultan of Oman, Sultan Haitham bin Tariq, and exchanged views on recent developments in West Asia. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held a telephone conversation today with EU High Representative for Foreign Affairs and Security Policy, Khaya Kallas, on the ongoing conflict in the Gulf region. Earlier in a statement, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal strongly reiterated India's call for dialogue and diplomacy in the ongoing conflict in the West Asian region. Mr. Jaiswal said there are almost 1 crore Indian citizens who live and work in the Gulf region and their safety and well-being is India's utmost priority. He expressed grief at the loss of several lives in the conflict. The spokesperson assured that government will continue to closely monitor the evolving situation and take relevant decisions in the national interest. Our correspondent has filed this report.
External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal stressed that there are almost 1 crore Indian citizens who live and work in the Gulf region and their safety and well-being is of utmost priority. He said India cannot be impervious to any development that negatively affects them. Stating that trade and energy supply chains also traverse this geography, Mr. Jaiswal underlined that any major disruption has serious consequences for the Indian economy. As a country whose nationals are prominent in the global workforce, India is also firmly opposed to attacks on merchant shipping. The spokesperson said some Indian nationals have lost their lives or are missing as a result of such attacks in the last few days. The spokesperson said these developments evoke anxiety as a proximate neighbor with critical stakes in the security and stability of the region. Suparna Saikya, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Meanwhile, the Embassy of India in Iran has relocated most Indian students who are in Tehran to safer locations outside the city due to the heightened risk perception in the Iranian capital. In an advisory, the embassy said only a small number of students who declined the embassy's offer remain in Tehran. They have been asked to exercise due caution at all times and avoid areas of protests or demonstrations. Besides, the first flight of Air India, carrying 149 passengers and 8 operating crew members, arrived in New Delhi from Dubai today. In view of the evolving global energy situation, the government has ensured both availability and affordability of energy for its population by diversifying its sources. The Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas said India has sufficient energy reserves to deal with the ongoing situation. Highlighting the country's preparedness, the ministry said that India is well stocked with crude oil and inventories of key petroleum products, including petrol, diesel and ATF, to deal with short-term disruptions. The ministry has also established a 24/7 control room to continuously monitor the supply and stock position of petroleum products across the country. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal today held a consultation meeting with all stakeholder ministries, key logistics and trade facilitation partners to review the emerging geopolitical situation and its potential impact on India's exports and imports. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal informed that in this context, the Interministerial Group for Supply Chain Resilience, composed of members from Department of Financial Services, Ministry of External Affairs, along with other ministries, has been created to facilitate effective coordination, monitoring and follow-up. Meanwhile, the West Asia conflict has escalated sharply as the United States and Israel intensified strikes on Iran. Tehran and its allies retaliated with missile and drone attacks targeting Israel, Gulf countries and key energy infrastructure, widening the regional conflict. The killing of Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has further deepened uncertainty. As per latest report, Israel is currently conducting simultaneous targeted strikes against military targets in the Iranian capital, Tehran, and against Iran-backed armed group Hezbollah's infrastructure in the capital of Lebanon, Beirut. The International Atomic Energy Agency confirmed structural damage at Iran's nuclear site in Natanz following a review of the most recent satellite images. In a statement, the UN nuclear watchdog said there were no signs of radiation leaks and no further impact on the main underground enrichment plant. A 4.3 magnitude earthquake struck Iran's Gerash region amid the escalating conflict in the Islamic Republic. There were no immediate indications of major damage or injuries. Moreover, the United States Central Command has said that the U.S. forces have destroyed Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps command and control facilities, Iranian air defense capabilities, missile and drone launch sites, and military airfields during sustained operations. On the other hand, the Iranian state media said that a command building at a U.S. air base in Bahrain has been destroyed. Bahrain also said that its air defenses intercepted 70 Iranian ballistic missiles and 59 drones targeting the kingdom. The U.S. embassy in Saudi Arabia's Riyadh was also hit by two drones from Tehran that resulted in a limited fire and minor material damage. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The Ministry of Defence today signed contracts worth a total of 5,083 crore rupees for the acquisition of 6 advanced light helicopters ALH MK3 maritime role for the Indian Coast Guard and surface-to-air vertical launch STIL missiles for the Indian Navy. The contracts were inked in the presence of Defence Secretary Rajesh Kumar Singh in New Delhi. The contract for advanced light helicopters along with operational role equipment valued at 2,901 crore rupees has been inked with Hindustan Aeronautics Limited, Bengaluru. The ministry in a statement said, while the contract for the procurement of surface-to-air vertical launch STIL missiles valued at 2,182 crore rupees has been signed with Russian Federation's JSC Rosoboron Export. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said recent free trade agreements have opened massive doors of opportunity, placing a renewed responsibility on Indian industry to emphasize quality of products. Mr. Modi was addressing a post-budget webinar on the theme Sustaining and Strengthening Economic Growth.
Bharat ne bahut sare deshon ke saath free trade agreement kiye hain. Hamare liye avsaron ka bahut bada dwar khula hai. Aise mein हमारी जिम्मेदारी है कि हम क्वालिटी पर कभी भी समझौता न करें. हमारे प्रोडक्ट्स की क्वालिटी ग्लोबल स्टैंडर्ड इतना ही नहीं उससे भी बेहतर हो और इसके लिए हमें दूसरे देशों की जरूरतों को वहां के लोगों की अपेक्षाओं को भी अध्ययन करना पड़ेगा.
The Prime Minister said India continues to be a beacon of hope for the world with its strong economy and rapid economic development has also become the cornerstone for realizing the vision of Viksit Bharat. Congress today released the first list of 42 candidates for Assam Assembly polls. Party State Unit President Gaurav Gogoi will contest the Assembly polls from Jorhat seat. Party's leader in Assam Assembly, Debabrata Saikia, will fight the polls from Nazira seat. President Draupadi Murmu has extended her greetings to fellow citizens on the eve of Holi. In her message, the President said, the festival spreads love and hope in the society and strengthens the spirit of social cohesion. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla also extended warm greetings to the people. Delhi Traffic Police has made elaborate arrangements to ensure smooth traffic management in the national capital around the occasion of Holi tomorrow. Additional Commissioner of Police Dinesh Kumar Gupta stated this while talking to the media today.
होली के फेस्टिवल के मद्देनजर दिल्ली ट्रैफिक पुलिस
इन व्यू ऑफ द होली फेस्टिवल द दिल्ली ट्रैफिक पुलिस हैज मेड इलेबोरेट ट्रैफिक अरेंजमेंट्स अंडर दिस प्लान स्टाफ विल बी डिप्लॉयड एट 134 मेजर इंटरसेक्शंस फ्रॉम अर्ली मॉर्निंग अंटिल द कंक्लूजन ऑफ द फेस्टिवल इन एडिशन 79 स्पेशल टीम्स हैव बीन फॉर्मड इन कोऑर्डिनेशन विद द लोकल पुलिस दीज टीम्स विल बी इक्विप्ड with alcometers and will conduct checking at various locations. Our main objective is to ensure that there are no violations of traffic rules.
Hamara main aim rahega traffic ka koi violation na ho.
In Uttar Pradesh, authorities have put in place comprehensive security arrangements to ensure peaceful Holi celebrations tomorrow. We have more from our correspondent.
Hundreds of devotees, including foreign nationals, have reached Mathura to celebrate Holi. In other cities also, preparations are in full swing for the Holi celebration, which will start tomorrow. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath will take part in the Holi celebration in Gorakhpur tomorrow and will lead the famous Narsingh Bhagwan procession. In Varanasi, devotees will play Holi with Lord Shiva in the premises of Kashi Vishwanath during Mangala Aarti in the VRs. Muslim women group in Kashi today celebrated Holi and gave the message of peace and harmony. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
In Gujarat, many revered Shri Krishna temples across the state celebrated Phool Dol Mahotsav with traditional fervor and joy today. We have a report.
At Dwarkadish temple, the Lord was seated in beautifully decorated floral hindola, the swing where devotees immersed themselves in the Rangotsav by offering Abil Gulal. At Raja Ranchod Rai temple in Dakor, Lord played Holi with his devotees as saffron-colored water was sprinkled using a traditional golden pichkari. Kalia Thakurji was also adorned with a unique harda, a traditional garland made up of sugar syrup and offered seasonal delicacies like grapes, dhani and khajur to mark the onset of summer. Amid the lunar eclipse and a unique tradition of viewing the Lord through a protective iron grill, thousands of pilgrims sought blessings to the rhythmic chants of bhajans. Deputy Chief Minister Harsh Sanghvi also visited Dakor to offer prayers for the peace and prosperity of the state. Aparna Khund, Akashwani News, Ahmedabad.
All England Badminton Championships began today in Birmingham. In the opening round of men's singles, Lakshya Sen defeated world number one and defending champion Shi Yu Qi of China 23-21, 19-21, 21-17 this evening. India's top mixed doubles pair of Tanisha Krasto and Dhruv Kapila also progressed to the second round, overpowering Malaysians Hu Pang Ron and Cheng Chu Yin. Two-time Olympic medalist PV Sindhu will unfortunately miss out on the action in the tournament and has returned home after being stranded at Dubai Airport due to the prevailing geopolitical tensions in West Asia. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi speaks with leaders of Kuwait, Qatar and Oman, condemns violation of their sovereignty and territorial integrity amid West Asia conflict, hails support to Indian diaspora. India stresses safety and well-being of its 1 crore nationals in Gulf region utmost priority. Government assures availability and affordability of energy in the country by diversifying sources. UN nuclear watchdog confirms damage to Iran's Natanz nuclear site in US-Israel joint strikes. Defence Ministry inks contracts worth 5,083 crore rupees for acquisition of 6 MK3 advanced light helicopters and Russian Stil missiles. And in All England Badminton Championships, Lakshya Sen beats defending champion Shi Yu Qi of China in opening round of men's singles in Birmingham. That's all in the news at 9. Good night.